Hi, Steve Yang at this Rule Symposium 25 in Boca Raton. I am here with Bruce Scarpelli, Executive Director and CEO of Brazil at Centaurus Metals. Great to have you.
Thank you.
If you can just tell us about briefly about yourself and just your role there, and we'll move to the company.
Sure. So I'm an engineer. Background is engineering. I've been with the company for 15 years now. Joined Centaurus in 2010, and in that time we've developed a couple of iron ore projects. And currently the most important project, our flagship project, is the Jaguar Nickel Sulfide project in the north of Brazil.
Awesome. Well, in regards to Brazil, my understanding is that all your projects are in Brazil. You guys are an Australian-based company.
Correct.
But you've got multiple projects. I think you have three or so. Is that correct?
Yes. So we're listed in Australia in the ASX, but all our investments, all our efforts go into Brazil. Brazil is a very mining-friendly jurisdiction, very stable regulations and legislation, and we've been doing so for the last 17 years. So we have a iron ore project, we have a copper exploration project that we just started drilling last year, but our main project is the Jaguar Nickel Sulfide project that we acquired from Vale back in 2019, and we've taken it from 300,000 tons of contained nickel to 1.2 million tons of contained nickel in the space of four years. And we've also been able to get all of the necessary licenses. So today the project is fully ready to go. What we're gonna do next with respect to Jaguar is the funding. So the CapEx is $380 million, and that's what we plan to work on in the next 6 months to be able to make a financial investment decision in the first quarter of next year.
So in terms of, so you have nickel, you also have copper,
yeah,
and then you have iron ore.
Yeah.
So which one's your flagship project?
Well, it's Jaguar. So Jaguar, it's a world-class deposit. It sits up there among the two or three projects with the biggest deposits in the world that have not been developed yet. It's, as I said, it's got a CapEx of $380 million, NPV of $735 million, and an IRR of 34%, and that's based on long-term nickel price. The payback period for that project is 1.8 years, so very short payback period. And the two main aspects of Jaguar: very low operating costs, so $9,800 per ton,
okay,
which puts us in the first quartile of the cost curve, and very good ESG credentials. We are gonna emit only about 6 tons of CO2 equivalent to every ton of nickel that we produce. And that places us within the 10% with the lowest greenhouse gas emissions in the world, in the nickel space.
How much nickel do you have?
We have 138 million tons of nickel at 0.87%. which gives us 1.2 million tons of contained metal. And that in today's nickel price, represents about $14 billion of in-situ value.
Okay. So how significant is that in comparison to other nickel companies?
The first important differentiation we have to do is between sulfides and laterites.
Okay.
Laterites, they're much more common, the laterite deposits. Sulfides are rare. And the big difference between laterite and sulfides is sulfides are much cheaper to process.
Okay.
So to get from the in-situ ore to a concentrate, the cost is usually about $4,000 cheaper per ton for laterites than for sulfides than for laterites.
Okay. So what do you have there?
Sulfides. Okay. Ours is a nickel sulfide deposit.
So they're end up being the same quality. It's just the cost
more
is significantly less.
Yeah, for sulfides, it's significantly less.
So that gives you a significant advantage over other nickel companies.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So in terms of nickel, I like nickel.
Yeah.
I believe in nickel, and that's why we have you here.
Sure.
I'm coming to you as an accredited investor. looking to invest. Full disclosure for our listeners, I am not currently an investor, but that could change. Yeah. As I'm learning about your company, and I want our followers to learn about you guys as well. If you can tell us, what is nickel used for? Why is nickel, sure. My understanding is it's a strategic metal.
Sure, yeah.
Why is it so significant?
Yeah, okay. So historically, nickel has been used for stainless steel. That's the main demand for nickel, and it has been so for the last 20 years. In the last 5 years, the EV, so nickel is used in the battery as a cathode material. So you see the NCM batteries, it's nickel, cobalt, and manganese. There's some technology that remove the cobalt and you only have nickel and manganese. So nickel is used in EVs, and that's why in EV batteries, and that's why it's called a strategic mineral, because it goes into the batteries. Currently, about 60% of the nickel goes into stainless steel, and about 30 to 35% go into EVs. But the forecast sees that changing, and the EV side of the demand taking over the stainless steel demand. Stainless steel has grown historically at a rate of 3%. So that has sustained the nickel market throughout history.
And so you guys are ramping up. You guys are permitted already.
Yes.
How difficult is it to get a permit in Brazil?
So it took us 2.5 years from start to finish. Okay. We lodged our environmental impact statement in July 2022.
Okay.
And just now in March 2025, a couple of months ago, we've got the ultimate license that allows us to start building the project. So okay. 2.5 years. And, you know, we've been in the country for 15 years. So we know the legislation, the regulations well, and we've built a reputation for being, good citizens and working well with the community. Nowadays, the environmental license is important. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. But the social license to operate is even more important.
Okay.
And I think what has helped us get the license in such a short space of time is that the regulators have seen the support that we get from the local communities where Jaguar is.
Right. So are you there all the time in Brazil? You're located?
I'm based in Brazil. I'm based in Belo Horizonte, where our head office is. The project Jaguar is in the north of Brazil. And we have, an office in the town that's closest to the mine site.
So, around the area, can you tell us about what's there infrastructure-wise? Do we sure. have roads?
Sure.
Water.
We're 40 kilometers north of sealed, paved road, and that paved road is the one that we're going to use to truck the product up to the port, in the same state, the state of Pará. So, 40 kilometers dirt road. And then 950 kilometers on a sealed road to the port. There's a high voltage power line running just 36 kilometers away from the project, and we've got the license for that as well.
Okay.
So the plan is to build a 36 kilometer long power line, 230 kV, and that's relatively short.
Okay.
36 kilometers is relatively short, and the cost of the power line won't, it's something that's included in the CapEx. And we decided to tap into high voltage because that gives us more reliable power and okay. not subject to so many oscillations as a lower voltage okay. lower voltage power.
Let's shift a little bit and talk about share structure.
Sure.
If we can talk about how many shares outstanding you have, as well as where the warrants and options are written.
Yeah, so the share structure at the moment has, we have about 35% of institutional investors. 5% is held by management,
okay.
and the other 60% is retail investors. So we got about 500 million shares outstanding. Our shareholder base has been with us for a long time. Even when we shifted from iron ore and diversified into base metals,
yeah.
they have been very, very supportive of the work that we do in Brazil.
So what is the plan? I mean, you guys, what's the next step? What can investors project, or what are the milestones for the next 3-6 months?
Yeah, so Jaguar is ready to go. We don't need to do anything else from a exploration perspective, engineering perspective, and licensing perspective. The only the hurdle that we have to overcome to start construction is finding the funding. As I said, it's $380 million, the CapEx, and we plan to square that away with $200 million coming from a strategic investor at the project level, and the remaining $180 coming from debt, from a bank loan. And Brazil, in the last 5 years, has pushed very hard for the critical minerals mining sector to grow, mm-hmm. and the government has promoted that. And in the last 2 years, many finance initiatives have come about in the National Development Bank, targeted specifically at critical minerals. And that's what we're looking to tap into to get the $180 million for the that piece of the funding.
How much capital do you have right now?
13 million Aussie dollars.
Okay. Yeah. So for an investor, we would like to look at the potential upside,
yeah.
and maybe the risk as well, just kind of being honest about that. Where do you see that for Centaurus?
Yeah.
Where do you see the upside? What can investors potentially look forward to? What kind of the return are we looking at?
Yeah, well, the upside will come from the when we get a solution for the funding for Jaguar. I think once that's, you know, that's done, there's you have to expect that the nickel price is at the bottom or very close to it. So with an appreciation of the nickel price and the funding completed, I think the share price will have to go up. Just to give you an idea, today our market cap is 120 million US. Okay. With Jaguar, at current nickel prices, we will generate more than $100 million in free cash every year.
If nickel stays the same?
At current prices, at current prices.
Is there any reason why you would expect nickel to go the other way?
I don't see any reason why, especially because the main source of nickel today is Indonesia, and it's the nickel there comes from lateritic deposits,
okay.
and the grades are falling. 5 years ago, the average nickel grade in Indonesia was 1.8%. Last year was 1.64, and this year is below 1.6. So with declining head grades, the cost goes up. I think we are at the bottom or very close to the bottom of the nickel price. So it's only upwards from here.
So let's say someone is excited about nickel.
Yeah.
Why Centaurus?
Well, we have the second largest nickel sulfide deposit in the world. The only one that's larger than ours is Kabanga, but Kabanga still needs licensing. And it's got a capex that I think it's over $1 billion. Okay. So I think there's, you know, if you're looking for nickel, Centaurus is the company to invest in.
My understanding is that you guys are also a copper play. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So we started drilling, and at the Bonovo copper project, also in the Carajás region in the north of Brazil. We started drilling last year, had some really good hits. We had more than 30 meters at 1.6% copper. We had about 5 meters at close to 9% copper. And the work that we're doing now is trying to understand the geology to be able to identify the continuity between these intersections that we had.
Well, this looks like there's a lot to look forward to for our listeners. If they wanted to follow you, first of all, do you have any other news that you can share with our listeners that maybe they can look forward to in the coming months?
Yeah, well, we're actively searching for good projects in Brazil. That's where our expertise is. We know how to operate that, and we've done so in the last 15 years. Nickel sulfide deposits, copper deposits, and you know, the good thing about being in Carajás is there's infrastructure, there's power, there's workforce, there's roads, and speaking specifically about Bonovo, we're only 20 kilometers away from an existing copper processing plant. Okay. So the deposits that we find, they don't need to be that big to be economically feasible.
Okay.
So we can just mine and truck it to the existing processing plant.
So you said you're also looking for other projects at
Correct.
This time?
Yeah. Okay. Greenfields projects where we come in, we license, we drill, we prove up the resource, and then we take it to production.
Right. Well, if our listeners have any other questions or a way to reach you, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, go to our website, www.centauros.com.au, and then you find our contact information.
Where are you trading and what are your tickers?
We are trading at 34 cents Australian dollars, and our ticker is CTM in the ASX. At the OTC is CTTZF.
Again, currently I'm not an investor, but the more I talk to you, the more excited I get. It's been a pleasure giving us this time and letting us learn about Centauros.
All right.
It's been a great meeting you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.